Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. How do you set yourself apart when you're applying to college? Well, Essay Help for Colleges can assist you or that student in your life. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. You're listening to 1290 WLBY. Joining me is the woman behind this company, Essay Help for Colleges. We welcome Elizabeth Levy. Elizabeth, this is not too far from what you were doing before. You were helping out students. Tell me about your career path.
Well, I think that COVID really changed my whole perspective on education. I was home so much working behind a screen that it just kind of fell into place when kids would ask me, hey, can you look at my personal statement? Can you help me with my supplemental essay? That I knew that this could be a little business on the side. And it was just my calling and my time. And I love it. You know, so, I love seeing kids just find some passion that they really love and that they can write about it and get excited about attending that university that they really want to go to.
This is so very important, and I'm going to share a personal story, and that is when I was graduating in 1979 from Ann Arbor Huron High School, applying to college, I only applied to one school. That was University of Michigan. Can you even imagine only applying to one school? So this was make it or break it. And I got back a notice saying, you're in, but you've got to take an English course this summer at the U in order to get in. So obviously my college essay wasn't that strong.
Right. Well, actually, it's only been in the last 10 years that they're really asking kids to write a personal statement. And they're looking at that more than test scores. And they feel that the admissions officers can really visualize what the student is like by reading that essay.
So interesting.
It's really important to write a really concise essay.
Yeah, and I don't remember writing an essay back then, but I remember those college test scores. And again, those can be killers. So long story short, I ended up graduating from Michigan, thankfully. But I think back to that moment and how close I was to not getting into college. This is serious business here. And we are coming out of the pandemic, and there are a lot of uncertainties for these kids right now. What are you seeing in these college applications, especially given what the kids have gone through with COVID right now?
Well, they have an opportunity. They get to fill out a common application or a coalition application. And that opportunity, they can write a little bit about what the experience was going through the pandemic and what they learned from it, what they didn't learn from it, what they grew from it, what they could do differently, and how it impacted their grades or impacted their things they wanted to do. But also, it was a good learning experience, too, learning to be home more and be part of your family or find some other support groups that can be with you because you weren't seeing everybody every day except on a screen. So there's big changes. I mean, they are back full time now. So a lot of the kids had half time being home and doing a hybrid, being in the school, and now it's totally being in the school.
So you're saying that drawing from personal experiences is a good way to start with one of these college essays?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're drawing in your personal experiences and applying it to one of the questions that they're asking or something that you can take with you to take to a university or a college. Absolutely.
All right. So why don't you start by explaining to us generally on these college applications, what does this look like? You just mentioned asking a question and then writing on it. Are you doing this in real time or can they ruminate over it? How does it work?
They have time to ruminate over it. They most of the juniors will start the common app and the online application opens up August 1st and they have to apply with a user ID and password. And then after that, they can go on there. The questions are staying the same as last year. They have 7 questions that they can look at and decide. How did a lot of kids write about a personal experience that they learned from and what they learned from it, how they grow from it, what would they would do differently. That's a very popular one. Or a lot of students write about an object or something that means a lot to them in their room or that's meaningful and that how that symbol will apply for what they want to do. So there's lots of different options that they can write on. They can write their own. They can pick something that they did in an English class and tweak it a little bit and make it sound that it's going to be very convincing for college admissions officers as well. But I really emphasize that they should really pick the selection of the 7 questions and decide on one of those. And there's plenty to choose from.
Elizabeth, how long are these essays generally expected?
650 words.
650?
Yes, they can't go over 650 words for the personal statement. And then many schools ask for a supplemental essay, like, why us? Why do you, what kind of group were you a part of growing up in the community you were in? And how would that be applicable to the university or college that you're applying to? So those are more like 350 words.
So what are these colleges looking for? Are they examining grammatical things? Are they looking at how creative someone is? What
they're looking at, sophistication. They're really looking at, are you convincing the admissions officer that you're a good fit for this college or university? And they can tell by how you're explaining yourself in the question that you selected. And they just want a concise essay that really shows who you are.
Wow.
And it can be some experience that you had and how you grew from it, or it can be a metaphor that you want to use and how you can apply that metaphor to something that you're going to do in school. It's very open-ended, but it's just a way to show who you are without seeing you in person.
We're talking with Elizabeth Levy, and she is with this great business she started, Essay Help for Colleges. And you can go to essayhelpforcolleges.com, essayhelpforcolleges.com. So where do you factor into this? Are you prepping them before they see the questions? Are you helping them when they decide which question to do? How do you fit into this?
So how it works is we meet on Zoom and we see if we're a good fit. And then once we think that we're a good fit, we sit down and discuss the different options that they might want to write on, and we narrow it down by doing some different exercises. Talk about feelings and how do feelings and values of these feelings and values go with one of these questions. Do you think that that would be a good one to answer? Or is there an object, or is there some significant place you visited, or something that you enjoy doing that you could adapt to going to answer one of those college questions? So we have to narrow down, what do you want to do? Do you want to do a narrative essay? Do you want to do, what type of monologue essay where you have, you know, characters involved? Or do you want to just talk about something that was significant for you that you had to overcome and what you learned from it? So you have options.
And so you're helping them formulate the kind of the concept of what
they're
going to
do. You're helping them formulate the concepts and feel comfortable in that essay, because there's going to be 3 to 4 revisions on it. And you want to feel very strongly about the topic that you're writing on.
3 to 4 revisions you recommend?
Yes.
How do you know when it's finalized, when it's the perfect essay?
You just have to follow a rubric, and that is just making sure you want it to be a 5-paragraph essay with a good topic sentence, with good supporting details, and then where are you going with your topic? What did you experience? How did it affect you? What are the values that you're bringing into the essay, and how it can relate to the university or college you're applying to? And where do you want to take this, and how you would be an asset to that school?
And are you working with them one-on-one directly or through virtual?
I do work on them one-on-one, mainly on Zoom. But if they're in the Ann Arbor area, I'm happy to meet them in person at a coffee shop or a library as we're moving forward in doing more and more in person. But I'm also very fine doing it on Zoom. It's, you know, we do a Google Docs. We share the Google Docs, and we just go through it line by line, taking it apart, what you can do better on it, what I liked about it. I make suggestions, keep open-ended questions with them, but certainly want them to take the ownership that it's their essay, it's their piece.
She was a high school counselor for more than 20 years in the Whitmore Lake Public School System, and it is her passion to help high school juniors and seniors craft well-rounded and compelling college essays for their applications. Tell me about your background before teaching, and where did you attend school?
I went to Eastern Michigan University, and I have a elementary degree and special ed in learning disabilities, and then I have a secondary degree in guidance and counseling, but it's now a K-12, and it's an endorsement, and I enjoyed going there. It's a good practical school, but I think there's all kinds of schools for everyone and good fits for everyone. And I really, really enjoy helping a kid find their passion.
And do the universities that these students are applying to all have the same format when it comes to these essays?
Yes, all of them have a person. You have to do the personal statement, but then many of them have a supplemental one. So some only have to do the personal statement and they're like, yes, that's all I have to do. And you can apply that personal statement to the other schools you're applying to as well. So you don't have to redo the whole thing. It's all there and it's just, you know, maybe some tweaking, but it's nice to have a really strong foundation essay so you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
And do the students have to reveal that they had a coach?
No, not at all.
Don't have to say anything. And how do these universities know that the student himself or herself actually did the writing on these?
I would hope that, you know, that they would do the writing on it. It's their piece. They have to take the ownership in it. You're there just to guide them, make sure they're really answering what the question is asking of them, and that they feel really comfortable with that essay, because they are weighing that more than test scores now. And they want to see that you can really shine on a college campus. And you're showing them in a very informative way, but it's got to be a good essay that they're comfortable, that they're reading it and saying, I really want to take this student. I think they would be a good fit for this university.
Well, and of course, Elizabeth, I asked that question because of the 2019 college admissions bribery scandal, which was something completely different, but that was a criminal conspiracy to influence undergrad admissions decisions at several top American universities. What are your thoughts on what transpired back then on that?
Well, I think there was just so much pressure. Parents want so much for their kids to go into an elite school, and it's not what it's about. It's about being in a school that's a good fit for something that you want to major in, what you want to study. And I'm really, really glad from COVID that they're taking away those test scores and not making it so important anymore, because it's too much emphasized on the test scores and not about looking at the trends of the transcripts. How did they start their freshman year, and how did they improve, and what were the things they did in their school and that made them a good leader, or what were some of the things they were enjoy doing in sports, or even some of the extracurricular activities, and all that ties into your essay. It becomes all who you are, not a test score.
Yeah, it's a very good point. I also think that kids today seem more comfortable with going to the school that's going to be the best fit for them, as opposed to a school that everyone else is going to.
Correct. There's less conformity now and more about what you want to do and what you think is a good fit for you. And even Washtenaw Community College, I'm a huge fan of starting there, getting your basics out of the way, and then work with you as a transfer student to apply to different schools that will take the classes that you've taken. And it's called an articulation agreement, and it transfers right over and you come right in as a junior. And it's a fine, fine college.
We're talking with Elizabeth Levy. She is the founder of Essay Help for Colleges. You can visit essayhelpforcolleges.com. So can you give us an idea on what the rate structure is for how much something like this would cost?
So I have three packages. My first package is the personal statement. It's $375, and you meet with me three times to go over each draft. We start off with just a very simple draft with an outline. I think it's so important that kids outline so that they're able to put their paragraphs together, and we just go over the basic things of what the question is with an outline, and then we write two drafts and fine-tune it, going back and forth on a Google document. So that's that package. Then I have another package, Package B, which is $200, that I work with kids on supplemental essays, and most of those are like, some of them are two or three of them, and I try to just lump them together, not as many words, but very specified. Again, U of M is very much into, and K College is very much into, why us? Why do you think you really want to be there? And also, it's very big on diversity. Why do you feel you would be a good fit in a very diversified college campus? So there's a lot to think about. It doesn't have to be about ethnicity. It can be more about just the things that you were raised, the things that you did, and how that can contribute to that university.
How very interesting.
Third one is package C, which is scholarships. And I try to help, once the kids get in, if they want to come back to me and they know where they're going to go and they received their letter of aid where they're attending, I like to help them start looking at scholarships that are local or even at the school, and I can help them write essays. And those are $100 for doing those.
And that can pay for itself.
Exactly.
Right?
My prices are really reasonable and I'm really fair, and I try to work with kids at any level. If money's tight, I will work with them.
Oh, that's marvelous.
That is any student way.
That is marvelous. It's so important, I think, these kinds of things for students, because it is a very different world today than when we were going to college.
That's
and
right.
It can be quite brutal out there. So have you thought about expanding your services to include tutoring for students that are in high school working just on English papers and other kinds of things?
Not yet. I wanted to keep it pretty focused to see how this went. And then I think what I would like to do is do more in the college, read more like college searches and help with financial aid, another area that I'm really good with. So I just wanted to start out small, get this to grow, and then expand as I was getting more repeated business.
Well, congratulations. I understand that, you know, you just started out 6 months ago and already you're getting some good Google reviews.
I did. Very nice. I'm very happy.
Tell me about that one that came in that really...
This was a young lady that went to Michigan State, didn't get into Michigan as a high school senior. Her father reached out to me saying, you know, how can you help me help her write better essays? We think the essays really hurt her for not getting in. And it definitely was true. There was just some pieces missing and it needed a little more sophistication and just a little more juice in those essays to really convince those advisors that she'd be a good fit there. Went to Michigan State for 1 year, worked on the essays, and she got in January. And she was very excited. And she was a pleasure to work with.
Oh, and that's marvelous. So think about it. You know, and you've said this word a number of times, that these should be sophisticated essays. Mm-hmm. And that mm-hmm. is something you really have to fine tune in order to make it jump off the page, right?
Make it jump off the page. It has to be something that really you're passionate about or that you feel strongly about on a point of view or about something that you're very, that you love to do or that you believe in or something that you overcame that you want to say that I grew from this. You can't be in something that you're still dealing with that you're writing about. You have to overcome that hurdle to be able to really express where I'm at now in life and that I will be fine at this school because of that. Everything is a growing experience with young people. And if we grow, we're going to be better at where we're at.
Yeah.
So that's what's the beauty of writing those essays.
Beautiful statement, Elizabeth Levy. And again, you can go online and check out her business, essayhelpforcolleges.com. She's also a member of the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce, and you can visit a2ychamber.org to get information about the chamber and its members. I think this is a great concept that you have come up with, and what a relief it must be for students to know that they have a champion who is rooting them on as they apply.
Absolutely.
Great talking
with
you.
And a lot of them I'm hoping, you know, that I can keep in touch with, you know, just like, how are you doing? I like to hear how they're doing when they're at that school.
Elizabeth, great talking with you. Thank you so much, Elizabeth Levy.
Thank you for having me.
And go online again to essayhelpforcolleges.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.